This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and welcome to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to Maude Kern's Art Center here in Eugene, looking at a show called Fast Forward, the Mayor's Teen Art Show. And it consists of, I believe, 53 works. There were only 60 submitted, so they're most things that were submitted are in the show. It represents 10 or 11 different high schools in the area. A lot of variety. What did you see you liked over there, Sandy?
Oh, I saw a painted skateboard that I liked and a clutch bag and some glass. There were lots of media there. May I tell you the story about the young man that I met?
Do, yes.
I was looking at the wall at a couple of paintings that I really liked called Blood Wedding and Summer's End. They were dark. They were moody. They were full of what I call soul pull, really sensuous and compelling, and I was staring at him. And a young man came up. I said, do you know the painter? He says, I'm Max. And it was Max Lester from Wellspring Friends School. He's the artist. And he was very excited to tell me that he just loves the feeling of paint on his hands. He likes the full body immersion.
Cool.
And I asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up, kind of thing. And he said that after high school, he wants to go on a long road trip around the country and sell paintings from the back of his car.
I like that idea. Well, I always hope to see what kids are thinking about in the mayor's show, the teen show. But I think more than what they're thinking about is this show more reflects what the instruction they're getting at the school level, which makes sense. And so it's like, okay, what are they looking at? And I was really happy to see that there's quite a bit of figurative work. Big eyes seem to be in this time. Did you notice that? Some portraits that the eyes are really big, and then there were a couple by the front door there that they were just eyes, literally, stylized eyes.
What was your favorite one?
Well, I just like the idea that they're studying the human form, because that's one of my favorites. And then the Creative Minds Alternative School, that one was very well represented. And I grew up in the 60s. I know psychedelic art. and I was reminded of...
You know where the teachers came from.
Well, this is very psychedelic. Did you pick that up at all? The colors, there's dragons, and there's like these symbolic forms, and very, very bright, bold stuff. I was entertained by thinking.
I got a big kick out of the whole show, really.
Yeah, I did
too. Now, Terry, you were talking about eyes, and I'll tell you about my favorite eye in the whole show was Big Pig Madison. Big Pig Madison really stole my heart. The photographer was Tanisha Eastlick, and she's from Crow High School.
Oh, yes. It was up on the stage.
Yes, and there's this very intelligent brown eye. It's in a square of metal, a fence wire, and it's the intensity of the eye that overcomes the hugeness of the snout and the soft fur of his little backlit ears. You know, it's more than an animal portrait. It really is a political stance. Because the eye is so intelligent, it looks straight at the viewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a bunch of photographs kind of grouped up on that stage area they have. In fact, the way the show is put together is very nice because all of the figurative pieces are together, and then these like psychedelic ones, they're all kind of together. So you get the full experience. It's not just haphazard. I mean, they designed this very nicely. It is a juried show. There was a staff member from Maude Kern's, an artist, and a high school teacher that helped put this show together. And there's really representative of many styles and materials. There were some papier-mâché masks. There are some glass pieces, lots of nature, some photographs, birds, landscapes. It's very well represented.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the clutch bag, which was made out of recycled and woven wallpaper. It was really cool by Miranda Shum from South Eugene High School. Miranda, I want one.
Well, one thing I was very aware of, and maybe this was because I was thinking back to the 60s and 70s, is how there is no, let's say, protest art. I mean, when I grew up, there's the Vietnam War, the whole thing. We're a country in war now, and I was really expecting some commentary, something about that, but I don't think there's anything in there. Do you remember?
I thought Big Pig Madison had a had a...
But very subtly.
It was very subtle.
Very subtle.
No, and the political awareness is not what we saw in this particular show.
No, no. And that that just is... I find that really interesting. Here are teenagers. But maybe that reflects what they're thinking about.
I saw a lot of popular culture, manga,
right,
influence, a lot of superheroes and, you know, all the stuff that's swirling, you know, out of the big sewer called the television.
So, right.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Was that a political comment? Sorry.
Well, again, this is a show at Maude Kearns Art Center called Fast Forward. It is the Mayor's Teen Art Show. It does run until October 5th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.